Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried. This shiur is part two of a two-part series.
Learning Maseches Bava Basra Daf Samach Tesis is the second shiur on the blot. We're starting the Gemara in the beginning, in the middle of Daf Samach Tesis Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amlei Arav Vidikli, if he says I'm selling you land and the kolam chazina, I Islei Dikli, if he owns the kolam, Yavle trade dikli. Besides for the land that he's giving him, he has to give him an additional trade dikli. That's what Rav Yishayim learned. Ve'i leslei, and if he doesn't have the column, zavon le trade dikli, he has to buy two the column. Ve'i meshamdi parag le trade dikli, and if they're meshumid, he has to be paid the two the column. That's state in the Gemara. And the Gemara can be said, arabidically, then it has to be in the ground. Arabidically means land plus the column. Arabidically means that the column in the land. But the Shaila is, what's the pshat when he said Aravidikli and he doesn't have the kolim? The Rishayim ask, why don't you say that it's a davar shloi b'loilam? Why is he mechuyif to buy from the kolim? There shouldn't be any kingdom to the kolim, it's a davar shloi b'loilam. And even like the man the Omar, that other makna davar shloi b'loilam, that's only once it came loilam. Gemara in a few places, and Bar Mitzia Daf Samach Tes is one of them. Says a meicha peiris dekel lechaveri. Someone says, "I'm selling you the peiris. The dekel will come out." It's a davar shloi b'la'ilam. So ad shloi b'la'ilam, everyone knows it could be chayzer. When it's mishabal la'ilam, then it's a machlokes. By mishabal la'ilam, Ravuna holds out a mak the davar shloi b'la'ilam. Once it comes la'ilam, he can't be chayzer. Rav Nachman holds ain't in a mak the davar shloi b'la'ilam. Even after it comes la'ilam, he could be chayzer. But that's only once it comes la'ilam. Mashen kain. Here you're telling him he has to go out and buy the two dekalim. Why? Why can't he just say, "I told you I'm selling you two dekalim"? I changed my mind. It's not kindness. It's davish leibel ayilam. So the three malchim in the Rishayim, and we'll explain the whole thing. It's very negaya, very sadistic machlekes Rishayim here. The Rishbam, and this is also the Das of the Rosh and the Rashba and Kama Rishayim. They say nechinami. You're not kind to anything. When it says zavon le'tredikli, it means shloim mechusar amana. Shkach isnalai. He made us know. The Gemara is bigger telling you the lashon. The lashon that he said aravidikli means that he's going to give him an ara and buy him two dekalim. But he's talking atkaina. Why does he have to buy him the two dekalim? He has to keep his word. There's a mitzvah to keep your word. It's also to go and do it. It's varim yeshem mechusar amana. Chazal don't like when you go against your word. Samil, that's the word you said. It's not kaina b'chlal. That's what Kamer Rishayim hold. That's the first Mahalach. Now the Rambam and the Rif, Lefi, what our Girsan the Rif is, holds as not the Pshat. But they're also masking that there's no chi of him to buy the two dekalim, except maybe Al Tzmechusar Amana, keeping your word, but there's no Be'etzim chi of Mammon, a chi of Chayshim Mishpat to buy the two dekalim. But when the Gemara says he has to buy the two dekalim is if he wants a Mecha to be kind. Because the Lekeach could say, I bought an ara with the column. That was a deal. Land and the column. If you don't buy for me the two the column, I can back out on the deal. I don't have to just take the land. The deal was the land with the column. So Mamela, if you want the deal of the land to be Kayim, you have to also give the two the column. Otherwise, okay, I can back out of the deal. So the Rashma has two kashas on the Rif and the Ramba. One kash is, he holds, it's two different deals. The Rashba says, it's not true. When you sell someone two things, and one is a davar shalei b'loilam, and one is a davar b'loilam, you don't have to do both. It's two separate things. I sold an ara, I sold the kolam. So I don't have to give you the kolam in order to be mekayim the mecher on the ara. That's the first kasha of the Rashba. So that's not so shvet, but the asalein is the yisaitis to gamachlekes. When you have a mecha which includes two parts, and one part didn't work, does that mean the whole thing didn't work? Is it sugya later, kniat v'chamar? It's all sugya about it. See, l'chay have often a machlekes. The Rambam and the Rif, the Aron Girsan and the Rif holds that when you have two things, you're not kind of anything, you're not kind of, it's not shy, you're kind of half. It's considered one big mecha, and if you're not kind of one part, then you're not kind of the whole thing. And the Rashbam knows two separate things. And the stipel here has a whole shtickel on this, shmaka shtickel. He says that there's a Ran in Kedushin that has a similar machlokes. The Gemara says, Kol davashem midu mishkel minyan afilu pachsun teyanah chayzer. Let's say you go and you buy 30 pounds of wheat. And you find out it's not 30 pounds, it's only 29 and a half pounds. Even if it's missing a little bit, it's chayzer. So it means the machlek is yishayin, and what's the pshat? If it's missing a little bit, is the pshat the whole mekach is off? Or is the pshat? He has to return the money, connected that little bit. You want to buy 30 pounds, and it turns out you measured it, there's only 25 pounds, but the deal was for 30 pounds. So is the pshat? I could say, listen, no deal, I went to buy 30 pounds, this is not 30 pounds, give me back all my money. Or no. B'chlal masayim mana. You bought 25, you said it, made a deal for 30 pounds, let's say for $30, now it's 25 pounds, so it's $25. So, I'll give you back $5, but that's it. I don't know, the mekach still blibes. A lot of chalukah dinim, but that's the machlekes Yishanim he brings. So he brings, l'chai, it sounds very similar to this machlekes. Right? There, you bought 30 pounds, you only got 25, the shayla is the deal at least work for 25? Here also, you bought ara v'dikli, you only got ara, does it work only even for ara? So he brings the Mishnah Malach says at the end of Hilchas Ki Matan and Perek Yudveis that you could say it's not totally ha-baha. Because there, maybe everyone will be made that it's one big deal. It's one big thing, it's 30 pounds. But Shankin here, it's two different minim, not 30 pounds a week, it's two different minim, it's ara and dikli. That's what the Rashba holds, that's two mechiris. There's a mechir of ara, there's a mechir of dikli. Here, there's 30 pounds of wheat. That maybe is called one big mechira. You didn't supply the 30 pounds of wheat. That's it. That was the deal. You don't supply the deal, and we never made a kinyan. But here, ara v'dikli, it's two different things. There's ara and there's dikli. I did the ara. I didn't do the dikli. What does one have to do with the other? That's what he brings from the Mishnah Lamalach. But he says in Svar, and he says he found a similar Svar in the Machne Ephraim, that really you could clarify kert. There, the pshat is, when I'm buying 30 pounds of wheat, so Mechlal Masayimana, I also mean to buy 25 pounds of wheat. So, you didn't give me the full thing. Okay, so maybe I won't pay for 25 pounds. But it's not 30 pounds or nothing. Mechlal Masayimana. Mashenka, when it's two different minim, you could say, Fakarin, I'm not interested, you don't know which one he's more interested in. They made up a price for the ira and the dikli, so even though there's a market price or whatever it is, but maybe if I cared, maybe I really wouldn't have bought the ira, but since I was getting dikli also, and I beikah wanted the dikli, so maybe I was willing to buy the ira since you're putting it in one deal. But if you're not going to give me the dikli, I'm really not interested in the whole thing. Hey, you can't say I'm not interested in 25 pounds if I don't want 30 pounds. I mean, every 30 pounds has a 25 pounds. He's going to need 25 pounds. You need more. So good, so you'll buy another 5 pounds. There's no reason why that should be mevatel the whole mekach. Meshenken here, could be my main intention was the dikli. And I said the arab because you put it all together in one package. I agreed to the whole package. But if I'm not going to get the dikli, could be I'm not interested in the arab b'chlal without the dikli. Yeah, so you say, Asura Azay, Balkapanim, that's the machlekes, the Rif and the Ramam, Kenega the Rash, but also Brud and Reish Tazayin, and machlekes Mechayim and the Ramah. What's the din Mechay Gavna? But the Rashba asks another kasha on the Rif. He asks, if you're right that the Ara doesn't go without the Dikli, and the Dikli was a Dava Shaloi B'la'ilam, so why would it help to buy the Dikli? The Kenyan didn't work. If it's two deals, so then he doesn't have to buy the Dikli. There's two Mechiris. There's a Mechir of the Ara, there's a Mechir of the Dikli. It's two different Mechiris. So then the Ara works without the Dikli. Elamai telling me, it's one big Mechira. If it's one big Mechira and the Dikli was label Olam, what does it help to go buy the Dikli? Lamai said this Mechira didn't work because part of the Mechira was label Olam and you're saying it's one big Mechira. Without that Mechira, you don't have anything. So good. So there was no Kenyan. There was no Kenyan because till you have the Dikli, there's no Kenyan. So what's up to buy the Dikli later? As I affect the Rashba. So the two Mahalchim and the Achreinim to answer this Kasha, and I think there's a tremendous nafminil alacha between the two. The Kasha Mishnah says like this. The Kasha Mishnah says, and we're going to speak about this very soon in the third Mahalach in the Gemara, that really the fact that the Dikli are accessible and able, you're able to get them, you're able to buy them, they're accessible, that makes them a davar abaloilam. So why isn't the meichem mechuyif to buy the dikli? It's a davar abaloilam. So he says it's only legabi de lekech. Legabi de lekech is considered baloilam. Legabi de meichem is considered lay baloilam. In fact, what's the difference? Why are we saying legabi de lekech is considered baloilam, legabi de meichem lay baloilam? So it says like this: if the meicher ends up buying the dekalim, and he was able to buy the dekalim, so kumtais, these dekalim were aimed to be delivered and produced. If that's so, they're called ba'alim. So lemafreya, when he goes and buys the dekalim, lemafreya, we see it's called the davar ba'alim. Now she'enkein, if the meicher decides not to buy the dekalim, so kumtais, it wasn't aimed for him to buy the dekalim, he decided not to. So kumtais, it never became lailam. So male, it's called a davish lailam. He's not obligated to turn it into a davish lailam. If he buys it, then we see iglayim milsa was a davish lailam. And if he doesn't buy it, it's iglayim milsa, it's a davish lailam. So male, it's up to the meicher. If the meicher changes his mind about the whole deal, and he just doesn't buy the dekalim, so then the deal is off. Because it's a davish lailam. He never ended up buying it. And Memela, it wasn't Aymed that he should buy it. And Memela is Davish Leibel. Mashengen, if the Meicha keeps up the Mechir and he buys it, so Kumtais was Aymed that he should buy it. So that's called a Davish Leibel. And now the Lekeach can't be Mavatul the deal. Adkan the Kesef Mishnah. But the Rishayim here, the Adraman, the Chedushi Aran, and others, they're Mashma Divavart. And I think there's a big Nafmin Alacha between the two ways to say it. They're Mashma that the Kenyan of the Karka is mitli tully in the dekalim. It's like a tenai. It's like a tenai. So Mela, if he buys the dekalim, he's mekayim the tenai. Now the lekeach can't be chayzer. But if he doesn't buy the dekalim, so he didn't keep up his side of the bargain, so he could be chayzer. I saw in the Nesivus in Simakuf Bebez, he explains it beautifully. This is the way I understand it, what Nesivus is saying. The etzim, the Rambam and the Rif would be maskim to the Rashi, but that's two separate things. The etzim itchayech to have that the kinyan should work on the sod and not on the ilanis. Why not? Navas, like we said, the lekeach will say, no, this is not fair. I bought it. We made one deal, karka and ilanis. I wasn't interested in karka without ilanis. I want ilanis together with my karka. So you're not keeping the deal. So mele, he could back out. Mashenkin, if you go and buy the ilanis, so what's his taina to back out on the karka? In the chanami, he was never kind of ilanis. Ilanis will label ilam. But what's his taina to back out on the karka? Because he doesn't have ilanis, I bought him ilanis. He has ilanis now. Now he has no taina to back out on the karka. So these are two mahalchim. The Kesef Mishnah, I think, is saying that when the meicher buys the ilanis, kum tais l'mafrei, the ilanis are called the davar shebal ilam. And the male blames the kinyan on the ilanis alein. But the Rishayim, the Ramah, the Chedushi Aran, the way the Nesiva is explaining is no. The kinyan is a kinyan on the karka. It's not shaykh kinyan lanis. In lanis alay b'laylam. But the only problem with the kinyan on the karka is because the karka taina, where's my lanis? Without my lanis, I'm not interested in the deal. Okay, so if he buys the lanis, so now you have the lanis. How could you back out on the deal of the karka? So I see two big nafkiminis halacha between these two mahalachim. One is the Yad Ramah says clearly, let's say the karka says, the meicha doesn't want to buy the lanis. The meicha wants to back out of the whole deal. And the lekeach says, one second, I want the karka without the ilanis. You don't want to buy the ilanis? I'll take the karka without the ilanis. The meicher says, no, I'm changing my mind on the whole deal. I'm not interested in the deal b'chai. I want to keep the karka. So the Yad Ramah says, the lekeach can keep the karka. Like we said, because the kinyan of the karka is a separate thing. The ilanis is a tenai. The lekeach could go say, oh, I don't have the ilanis, I'm not interested. But let's say the lekeach says, I am interested. I want the karka without the ilanis. That's his right. He was kind of the karka. There's no way the meicha could stop him from taking the karka. When the Gemara says the meicha has to buy the two ilanis, it's the lekeach wants to back out. The lekeach says, I'm not interested in the whole deal. How could you back out? You were kind of the karka. And the Teretz says, I only want it with the ilanis. Oh, now I give you the ilanis, you can't back out anymore. But if the lekeach says, but if the meicha doesn't want it, the meicha wants to back out. And the lekeach says, no, but I want at least the karka. According to the Yad Ramah, he can have the karka. But according to the Beis Yosef, according to the Kesef Mishnah, he can't. Because the Kesef Mishnah is saying it's one big deal. And when the meicha buys the ilanis, then it comes out the whole thing was bala ilam. And when the meicha does not buy the ilanis, comes out that the deal was a deal in the davar shelo bala ilam. So if the meicha decides not to buy the ilanis, I would think according to the Kesef Mishnah, the lekeach won't get the karka. The only din that this mekach is really one big mekach. Karka and ilanis together. Navas, if he buys the ilanis, kumtais ilanis, also called bala ilam. So it's taka chal on the karka and the ilanis together. But if he doesn't buy the ilanis, so kum deis ilanis will label ilam. So it wasn't chal on the karka and the ilanis, and it can't be chal separately. So Mela, I would say the Kesemisha wouldn't stem with this. Yad Ramaz Chiddish, that the Lekeach could say he just wants the karka. No, as long as the Meicha doesn't buy the ilanis, if the Meicha wants to back out of the deal, he could back out of the entire deal. Let's say the Lekeach wants to back out. He doesn't want anything. But the Meicha says, no, I'm going to buy the ilanis. So then the din is he can't back out. So the Lekeach says, okay, but I don't want to take the ilanis. You're right, now I can't back out on the karka. But let me at least back out on the ilanis. I want to be chayzer about the ilanis. Lefi v'yad ramah, he could. Because the ilanis betzim is a davar shloimel elam, I was never kind of the ilanis. Novas then, if I insist, I could say that I don't have to take the karka without the ilanis, but I really don't want anything. Okay, now that you bought the ilanis for me, I can't back out of the karka, but I could back out of the ilanis. So Max, I'll only end up with the karka, not with the ilanis. I'll save the price of the ilanis. So according to the Adar Ramah, you could do that, because there's no kinyan on the ilanis. But according to Kesu Mishnah, Kolzman the Meicha buys the ilanis, then the ilanis are a davar shebal ha'olam. So Mamela, the Meicha not only could force him to keep the karka if he buys the ilanis, he could force him to keep the kolam if he buys the ilanis. So now it'll be two nafkaminis between the Kesu Mishnah's Mahalach and the Yad Ramaz Mahalach. One is if the Meicher is Chayzer and the Lekech just wants the Karka, Lefi the Yad Ramah, he can have it, Lefi the Kesem Mishnah, no, because then the whole thing is a Davar Shloimel Elam. And the second is if Akert, the Lekech is Chayzer and the Meicher wants the entire deal, does the Lekech have to also keep the Elonis? Lefi the Yad Ramah, no, because it's a Davar Shloimel Elam. Lefi the Kesem Mishnah, yes, because once the Meicher buys it, it is a Davar Shloimel Elam. Lefi the Yad Ramah does blip. The karka is a davar shebal olam. The column is a davar shloibal olam. Now, is it tonight? You can't force the lekech to take the karka without the column. But be'etzim, there is a kinyan on the karka, and there's no kinyan on the column. Now, Shengel Lefi the Kesef Mishnah, no. If he doesn't buy the column, everything is loibal olam. And the lekech can't insist on keeping the karka. And if he does buy the dekalim, everything is bala olam. And the meicha could force the lekech to take the dekalim. As I fishteich. So b'kitzu, now we have two ma'alchim in the Gemara. What does it mean that he has to buy the dekalim? We have the ma'alch Rishbam, it's just as mechusar amana. There is no kinyan, it's just he has to keep his word. And they have the ma'alch of the Rambam, and Agirs in the Rif, that in order to him to be maimed the mekach on the karka, it's only if he buys the dekalim. If he buys the tekalim, then the mekach is kayim. If he doesn't buy the tekalim, then the mekach is batal. Now there's a third mahalach. The third mahalach is he's mechuyiv to go out there and buy the tekalim. But the two mahalachim, why is mechuyiv to buy the tekalim? What happened to the din of it's a davar shloimel olam? And then in a makna davar shloimel olam. You have the bala itu, which Rashi and other rishonim bring down, that says that davar shloimel olam is only when they both know it's a davar shloimel olam. If the Meicher says that it's Bala Olam and it's really, it's Loi Bala Olam, but the Lekech was under the impression it was Bala Olam, then he is Kaina. And it brings also Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon says that, and they bring a Raya to Tosefta that says, HaMeicher Chayvetz L'Chavei B'cheska Sheyesh Lev Nimsa She'en Loi Chayev L'Hamad Loi Mechay. And the Raya brings a Raya to Kenegadiz and Fable back and forth, but this is one you sign. Could be you can learn that the whole din of Davash Loi Bala Olam is it's missing Gemira's Das. Since the Lekech thought it was Bailam, say, has the Gemiris Das? Al Kapanim, this is the Yisayid from the Bala Itter, and is it the Sefta that they bring down? HaMeicher, Chayvetz HaChaveyoi, V'ches K'shu Shloi, V'nimtz HaShem L'Chayev Mohammed Mechay. That's one Mahalach. There's a second Mahalach, which a lot of Yishayim had that Gersa in the Rif, that something which is Motzi to buy, Davash Bailam is only if it's not accessible. Something which exists in the world, and you couldn't go and buy it, and you couldn't get it, that's called davar shebal olam. Right? They bring you some peiskan ala peiris, you have an ezu neshech above metzia. If someone gives money in order to be supplied by peiris, and it's yotza ashar, when it's yotza ashar, then the money is kaina, well, money is really not kaina by metaltum, but the mar says at least lemisha parah, it's kaina. So he's mechuyif to supply him with peiris, to use the money to buy the peiris, otherwise he gets a mishapara. And that has an effect on the Hilchos Ribbis also. So he says, that if it's Yatzei Hashar, meaning that the price is already kavua, the peiros are available in the market for a set price, that's called a davar shebal ha'olam, and you have a din of mishapara. So it could be mishapara is different, it's not a real kinyan, it's only like a mishapara, or it could be Yatzei Hashar is more than just being matzli. Yatzei Hashar means mamash, you have the price already. But al-kapanim, you have these two mahalchim, either the pshat that's called the davar shebal ha'olam, because the lekeach thought it was ba'olam, and since the lekeach thought it was ba'olam, the kinyan is chal. Or the pshat is it's called the davar shebal ha'olam because it's accessible. He can easily get it. The Sagas Ravid says this on the Rambam. Come Rishayim hold of one of these two mahalchim. We're not passing that way. But that's the sheet of Rishayim. It's one of the nischayis of the Rif. Now you see a tremendous chiddush in this mahalach, in this line of thought, that it could be called the davar shebal ha'olam, because pashas is the way you learn. The whole machlokes of Adam Makna davar shebal ha'olam is that the shailas with the maisa kinyan bichal. Nafkamina, when it's bal ha'olam, is it kind of, that's what we said, like Meicha Peiris Dekel Lechaveri. He makes a kinyan on the Peiris Dekel that are going to come. So there's a man Yomim that says that the kinyan is nothing. Since it's lo bal ha'olam, the Maisa Kinyan is not Chal, he could be Chayzer. And there's another man, the Maisa Kinyan is Chal, and Mela, when it's Bal Olam, then it's Chal, then the Chalais is Chal. Same thing the Mishnah. Of course, while he's the guy, the Kedush is not Chal. The question is, he made a Maisa Kedushin, that she be Chal after he becomes a Ger, after she becomes a Ger, or after, let's say, her husband divorces her, Avada, now she's an Eish, she's not Chal. But the shailas is the maisa kedushin chal that as soon as he's able to get, too soon as it becomes bal olam, would the chalais be chal? Well, no, since the chalais can't be chal now because it's loy bal olam, so mamela, the maisa is not chal, and you have to do another maisa. But that's als negeya when it comes to olam. But to go and say that the mekach is chal, and I'm a chuyif to go out there and buy the tekalim, l'chay that means the chalais is chal now. But how could it be chal? I don't have the tekalim. How could a kinyan be chal that's mechayiv me to go out and buy for you the kolim? It's famous, a tremendous chiddush. As I daf min zogin, that since it's considered ba'olam, either because the lekeach thought it was ba'olam, or because it's matzi b'shuk, but that makes it even the chalais is chal. And the chalais can't be chal, and my say has no kolim, the chalais is chal, and schalim is chayiv is to go out and buy the kolim. I grace the chiddush, but that's what comes out of Lefidis Rishayim.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.